My name's Eric Jesperson. I'm Canadian, but I'm sailing an American boat here in Henkel.
Tell me about your history in this sport.
Well, this World Championship marks the 40th anniversary of my first 6-meter World Cup, which is 1979. So I was a little kid then, and I was doing the foredeck on Lenoria, a boat that I still sail these days, but not at this regatta. I'm here sailing Goose, which is an American boat also from the Pacific Northwest of North America, which is where I live, and we're delighted to be here in Henkel.
So how's the week been so far?
Well, we don't have such a fleet in North America or in Seattle area as you do here in Finland, so I feel like I don't get as much practice as what the local fleet gets, and I'm seeing some very sharp Finnish sailors, and it's taken me most of the week to get up to speed to compete with them.
So it's been challenging.
Challenging is an understatement, yes. It's been very challenging and will continue to be challenging tomorrow.
So tell me more, what is it about this place that makes it different?
Well, I don't know that it's so different. I mean, whenever you sail in a place that's not familiar to you, in some ways it's an advantage because you're not expecting things. I've seen local sailors go to the right side of the course because the breeze always goes to the right at this time or in these conditions, and that hasn't always happened. We have a clear mind, so we're not polluted by any previous knowledge, but certainly the Finnish fleet is very well practiced, and they're sailing their boats very well, and it's a tight fleet. So that part of it has been challenging for us, competing with the Finns.
Has there been any surprises in the weather, of course, but something else?
Well, they've been forecasting rain all week, and it just hasn't happened here in Henkel. And then the locals have told me that because it's a point that sticks south, the clouds, they part and go either one way or the other, and we've been lucky. I've been bringing my raincoat each day, and it hasn't rained yet.
So what about tomorrow? What's going to happen tomorrow?
Well, tomorrow, unfortunately, we have a very light wind forecast, so light that there's a chance that we don't get any more racing in. But we already have the 6 races we need for a series. I know the committee and the organizers want to provide a full 8 races to the people that have traveled so far. And they're going to try to do that tomorrow, and I hope they do, because we're sitting in 4th place, and we would actually like to find the podium tomorrow.
So good luck tomorrow, and what happens after this? Where are you going, home? Or?
Yes, I go back to Canada. I have a job. I'm a boat builder there, and a wife and a farm with animals, and they miss me too. So I've had my fun. Time to get home, back to work.